Michael Dibden has published a previous novel, The Last Sherlock Holmes Story, but he's new to me, and a wonderful surprise. The Jacket of Rat King tells us that he grew up in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and edits books for Oxford University Press. Why, then, is his police detective an Italian, displaced from Venice to Rome, busted from the crime squad to a desk job after the murder of Aldo Moro, the Christian Democratic politician and former prime minister? And why is this detective, Aurelio Zen, now sent so mysteriously to the hill town of Perugia, where a kidnapped industrialist is still missing, even though the usual ransom has been paid, and the victim's family is behaving so oddly, and a communist magistrate suspects a setup, a conspiracy he calls the Rat King? Well, once we get to Perugia, it doesn't really matter why Michael Dibden sent us there, instead of Edinburgh or Belfast or Oxford. Like everywhere else in the modern world, Perugia is corrupt from its bedrooms to its courtrooms, and like every other detective in modern mystery fiction, Zen is a citizen of ambiguity. His mother is impossible, his lover is American, and Zen himself would much rather never leave the bright lights of the big city, any big city. Quote, "He didn't much care for nature in the raw. It was messy and wasteful, and there was too much of it." When he should be thinking about Aldo Moro, Zen is dreaming instead about Leon Trotsky, and Nazis and Jews and Franciscans, and metastasizing capitalisms in the East and West. He discovers incest, but it has nothing to do with the case. He comes into the possession of pornographic photographs being used for blackmail, but neither do they have any bearing on the case. The great weakness of paranoia, he tells us, is that it cannot take chance into account. Zen's considerable wit is wasted on a multitude of villains, all of whom are lying to him, and to all of whom he will in his turn lie. After which, for the wrong reasons, he will be promoted. Even though the industrialist is dead, the killer has escaped, the system abides in its greed and cynicism, and Zen's lover is going back to America to eat hamburgers. The Rat King, we are told, is not a great big super killer rat. It is instead many rats, forced to live in a too small space, grown together in a knot of their own tails, a solid, squealing, biting, spitting, lashing mass of vile survivors of their own trap, each responding automatically to any threat to any other. "It's mere bourgeois adventurism," explains the communist magistrate, "to think that conspiracies of powerful interests can be defeated by individual efforts. The Rat King is self-regulating. The strength of each rat is the strength of all. The system can only be destroyed politically, by collective action, a stronger system," close quote. The Rat King, Dibden seems to be suggesting, is middle-class family life, and Italian politics, and the modern world. Have another cappuccino. God is dead, but the mystery novel certainly isn't.